now I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer and good friend. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Can you hear me? I read this the other night and didn't do a good job, so I'm going to read it a second time. It's from the book Criminal Women, about criminal women, and I have a CD of it, which I never bring. So this is about Vera Figner, and she was born in 1852 to Russian nobility. But she became a member of the executive committee for the Will of the People Party. But in 1883, she was arrested for plotting the assassination of Alexander II and sentenced to life in prison. But because of her mother's youthful acquaintance with the emperor, Vera was released from the Schlüsselburg Fortress in 1904. After 21 years, home is a fortress where your name, brought to its knees by a number, is forgotten, where inmates, one by one, hang themselves or go mad, where rosy-cheeked sister and beardless brother turn to cobwebs you hold on to, spanning 21 years, their deaths bringing only regret. Home is a customary place, known, a comprehension in its dumb stone, where walls speak to everyone but the insane. When each year's passing is recorded at Christmas, and years pass without paper to record it, where all you have left is your mother's words and the locket she pressed in the palm of your hand, inscribed on its porcelain, "Most Holy Virgin of Joy Unexpected." Home is the wasted and melancholy earth, put to death, hardening in its sterility, where you plead with forgotten eloquence to create behind the fences a garden, and a friend draws designs for it from blue plaster scraped from the walls, soot and blood. Home is where you learn your mother's deathbed appeal to the emperor's mercy has finally been granted, but you wait for your release while tree sprigs break through chips and bark and greenery sprouts from the rocks until your mother is lowered into the earth. At last, when you are released, when the door scrapes behind you, when you see bushes swelling from burdock, flowers springing from nettle, there holding to clods of limestone, thriving in gravel, the garden, as fragile as the words carved on the case, as her hair in the locket, as healing as her voice after the trial, may even you have the joy of the unexpected. Tears you thought you had laid to rest rise from their graves protesting. You look up at the window, like the gendarme compelled by duty to witness an execution. You stop at the threshold, clutch at the gate. Oh, your honor, spare me. Spare me, I cannot go on. I can't bear it. Above the scaffold, your comrades' pale faces press against the pane, mouthing to one of their daughters, hands flutter, shrink a powdery farewell. She was a very brave woman, and she didn't deserve what she got. She was fighting for the people. So that's it.
Thank you, Suzanne. By the way, Suzanne has some of her books with her, and that one that she was reading from, Daughters of Discordia, is a fascinating book. I recommend it to you.